Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. So our assignment from yesterday. Draw a picture of yourself the way you like yourself least. Describe the qualities of this person. Record and listen.
Was that yesterday's assignment?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Boy, I had a brain lapse. Okay. Good. Well, good.
Well, if it isn't, someone will let us know.
Okay. No, I'm sure it is. It's just I remember being so excited about the assignment, and I can't imagine that I was that excited about that. But maybe I was. I was just having an excitable moment. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, it's Claire here from
hello,
London.
Hello, Claire.
Hi. How are you?
Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
So I drew my picture. And, it did reflect what ego likes about me least, I would say. And I was interested in the fact that the face and everything was as I expected, but I drew the limbs all sort of elbows out and knees out and very squashed up, so I look almost like an insect. And I just thought, yes, well, that's exactly right, isn't it? It's me, but in the smallest space possible, like all scrunched up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is how ego wants you to feel.
Yes. Yeah, I just thought it was very, you know, it was a very good visual way of seeing what it does to you.
Mhm. 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 Yeah. And it sounds like, because you're able to describe it the way you are, you're really clear that it's a projection of ego. It doesn't actually have anything to do with you, unless it talks you into feeling that way about yourself.
Yes. I mean, it does talk me into feeling like that. I think that is how I do feel when I'm identified with it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And that's the key part, right? It doesn't have anything to do with you. So if somebody else got messages that you're a really hateful person, or you're really mean, or you're stupid, or you're ugly, or whatever it is. It doesn't have anything to do with us unless we're identified with ego. And then we believe it, and we live from that. So seeing that process, to me, is the most helpful part, that it's a projection from ego. If I'm not buying into it, it's clear that it has nothing to do with me. If I am buying into it, then I take it on and live out of it.
Yes. And I just saw, as you were saying that looking at that picture, you are looking at a picture of ego. That is what ego looks like.
Yes.
And it's not a very pretty sight.
No, it is not. And in the old Misery Loves Company, that's
yes.
a perfect statement of ego. So ego, being that, wants you to believe that you are that, so that
oh,
you
yes.
can be with it.
Yes. Yes.
You will keep it company through life and be miserable with it.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It wants me to believe that I have the kind of close contact and belonging that it kind of usurps that kind of natural feeling of wanting to belong by sort of seducing you into saying, belong to me instead.
That's right. That's right. And we will live miserably ever after. And of course, it never says that. What's portrayed is that they, that would be the rest of us, they are so much worse than this. At least we're here together. At least we know what's going on. At least we can see what's wrong with them. At least we know we don't belong with them. And by the way, we don't want to. Right? So all that negative self-talk that it uses to keep us in a place of being willing to identify with it.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini, too.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A squashed small insect, Sherry. Good description.
Yeah, and great to see. That's not me. Okay, yeah, that's what ego looks like. It's a self-portrait of ego. Okay, all right.
Yes, a self-portrait of ego. And in that lovely way that we talk about, which is a self-portrait of a process, it's the personal pronoun that makes it confusing, right?
Yeah, the me.
I. If I was a symbol for the process of ego, that would be an interesting way to think about it, because then it would not have any, there would be no confusion about it being me.
Now I'm not a. I know you were a student of science. I never was. I think that what I'm going to say is so, but you can help me out. All chemical kinds of things have symbols.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, like chemistry, right? You have sodium as Na, and I could be a symbol of an ego process.
Yes. And then we would not be confused if we knew I was a symbol for the ego process. That would be very helpful.
And we wouldn't confuse that. I mean, we don't confuse ourselves thinking that what I am is breathing.
What I am is what?
The process of breathing, for example.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of the many things that happen in life, right? But there's that confusion that just because I use the word I to describe that ego process, that's what I am.
Yeah, and not to get too far out there with this, but when we say something like, I'm breathing, I am breathing, the way we're breaking it down right now, you can see how far afield, how absolutely erroneous that sentence is. But we're so used to it that we just assume it's true and we believe it. I isn't breathing.
Exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Diane in Colorado.
Hello, Diane.
I'm calling in because I'm so ego-identified, and I really need some help.
All right. So what's ego's version of reality?
I'm terrible. Everything's awful. I'm a failure. Everybody hates me. I mean, it's really pretty dire. And I've been trying and trying and trying to step out of it, but I'm not succeeding. So I put myself in the queue.
This is very good. That's a very good choice. Now, was it helpful listening to Claire describe the bug, the self-portrait of the bug?
The discussion around that was helpful. Yes.
Okay. So do you have a paper and...
Sherry, we're hearing an echo. Is it possible for Diane to not put her cell phone speaker or some way by which we could change the quality of the sound?
Is this any better?
Perfect.
Oh, now I can hear me echoing, but is that a problem, Ashwini?
It does sound a little bit disruptive. I think that's because it's echoing on Diane. If she's on the computer or on headset.
Is there a computer and are two things going, a computer and earbuds or
no,
computer and a phone? Or
it's just the phone. Is this any better? I'm walking outside.
Well, no, I'm still echoing. But you know what? We can't worry about it. We got to deal with what's going on here. We'll just all echo along. So it now you're outside. Go back inside. Because what I want you to do is take a pen and a paper, a pencil and a paper, if you have one close at hand.
Okay.
And I want us to write down. So tell me again what you're being told. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes me, right?
Yep.
And what were some of the others? I'm a failure.
Yeah, let's see. I'm old. I'm ugly.
Okay, wait. Now you can't write that fast. So I'm old. I'm ugly. I'm a failure. Nobody likes me. You got those?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else that you're hearing?
Oh, it goes on and on and on and on and on. It's
okay. So what I want you to do then is to draw a circle around that, and you can draw it as large as you like, since there might be more involved here. But draw a circle around that, and you could even put some eyes and a nose and a mouth if you want to. The mouth definitely turns down, and you have now drawn your portrait of ego. And that is what's projecting. That is what is projecting onto you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, the importance of this is that you are the intelligence, the awareness that we're talking with, the one reporting on what's being said, the one able to draw the picture and write in, that's you. Ego is what is projecting all of that negativity onto you, again, hoping that you'll believe it, that you'll feel bad, and that you will live in a conversation with it.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you can see that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, how's the weather in Colorado this morning?
It's beautiful.
Okay. Do you have a window?
Yep.
Okay. So, look outside and tell me. So, it's beautiful. Are there any details to that beauty?
Yeah, the flowers are blooming, the peaches are ripening, and the bees are loving eating them all, and the apples are getting bigger, and the plums and the melons in the garden and the green beans.
So nature is exuberantly living.
Yes. And ego even is turning that into a...
Of course it is. Because you look over at your picture of it. You can see what it is. It's ugly. Yeah?
Yeah. So, I'm just getting pulled back, and I come back to like looking out the window or going outside in the garden, which usually really helps. But this morning it was just turning into oh my, you know, I don't even need to go into it, but the ego story about how that too was horrible.
Yep. And so the secret to your success is going to be to write down everything that it says. So what you're saying is, so I hear you saying, so your experience is, so what you're projecting is, so what I hear you saying is, so what's true for you, so what you're projecting is, with everything it says, okay? And then on the other side of it, you're recording. Ego is saying all of these negative things. What is true for me is the apples are getting bigger. They're going to be getting red pretty soon. The bees are having a field day. The sky is blue. Okay? And you're going to watch that movement back and forth until ego loses interest in fighting you on this. The reason that it does is that it's successful with people is that people give up. And ego is certain that if it goes on long enough and gets mean and ugly enough, a person will give up. So we are people who are learning not to give up. Because what we are is infinite. What ego is finite. And if we stay with the infinite that life is, we will always, always, always triumph over ego. But we must not quit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. You have your assignment. Don't let it talk to you about how well you're doing. You just keep doing it. You just keep doing the process. Keep up the practice. Don't look to it for information about whether or not it's working or you're being successful. You just keep turning those projections back to ego and keeping your attention on the beauty that is life unfolding. Okay?
All right.
All right. Stay in touch, huh?
Thanks. Bye-bye. Go happy.
Bye-bye. Go happy. There we go. Happy to be here.
Thanks, Diane. You know, Sherry, that is just such an important articulation of practice. We get identified. Our attention is on the ego conversation, and we believe we're it. Our practice is to direct the attention to how life is so in the moment. Mm-hmm. When we do, the conversation ramps up back identification, and mm-hmm. we look to it to see whether we're feeling better or not, and of course it's going to say no. And the point of the process of redirecting the attention is not, what the bamboozle there, I believe, is that we believe that if we redirect the attention, it's going to stay redirected.
Right.
As opposed to the fact that it's a process mm-hmm. of redirecting mm-hmm. the attention. If you redirect mm-hmm. the attention and then direct it right back to the conversation, we're not going to break the cycle of where the attention has been, that it's a process mm-hmm. by which there's a transmission of energy from being sucked into ego to being present to life.
Yes, and in my experience anyway, and I bet in yours too, and everybody else's who has been noticing, that never changes.
No.
Never going to get to a place where we can go to sleep and stay present.
Yeah.
We have to continue to participate in life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even get used to I've had this experience many times where you've done the same process that you did with Diane, which is there is an attempt to redirect the attention, and you can watch the ego wanting to stay, watch the attention wanting to stay with the identification and not mm-hmm. leave it.
The pull is so strong.
Yeah, the pull of mm-hmm. me and my situation, mm-hmm. yeah. And that just mm-hmm. really the persistence that you're pointing to in continuing to participate is what extricates us from the gravitational pull of the ego process.
Yes, and the key to me in what you're describing is ego wants to suffer. That is its bread and butter. It wants that. So if I get to the point of realizing, God, I'm really suffering here. I don't want to suffer anymore. that doesn't speak at all to ego's desire to suffer. So we watch ourselves attempt to redirect the attention. And as you say, the pull to the suffering is intense because even though ego might be saying, oh, I'm so tired of suffering, that's just part of its melodramatic story. It's not tired of suffering. It loves to suffer, right? Mm-hmm. It's not suffering, actually. It's blissfully happy in our suffering.
And I think it's in the Transcending Resistance book that we talk about escape velocity, that the persistence that you just pointed to has to reach a certain momentum for it to escape the pull. And if we don't keep doing it until that point, we just fall into the negativity.
Yes. And the negativity is reinforced, right? So that's that place where ego knows it can win. It just stays at a person, stays at them, stays at them, stays at them. Finally, they capitulate. Ego knows that.
Yeah.
So what I mean, it's an uphill thing that we're doing here, right? Because we've got to stay with it past the point at which ego has been able to pull us down before. We have to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going until we trust ourselves more than ego trusts itself, right? So we win enough in this battle that we prove to ourselves that we can triumph over ego.
Yeah.
It's the, old, the one that I'm so fond of, you know, say thank you until you mean it. Right? That's such a perfect example of that. And it's such a simple, straightforward practice for that. Just start saying thank you. Everything around you, everything you can think of, say thank you, say thank you, say thank you until you just feel yourself cross over. You just slip past ego's hold on you and you've hit escape velocity.
It's the most beautiful experience. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry Nachmani. It's Renee in Oregon.
Hello.
Hi, Renee.
You sound very far away in Oregon.
I do?
Yeah.
Hold on, and maybe I can fix it. Just a second. Is that better?
You're next door.
Oh, good, good. Awesome.
Much better.
I was just, as you were talking, I was just thinking that there could be one, you could take one of these radio shows and practice it for a lifetime. There's so much in it, you know?
Yeah. We do cover some ground, don't we?
Yeah, it's so amazing. Yeah. And ego will just have me skim over it, and I just, every time there's a new nugget or an insight, I just am like, oh my gosh, there's another one, there's another one. Yeah, so just love listening to all the people in you two talk. Yeah, so
Renee, if we talked about those nuggets as diamonds, that's what we're doing. We're stringing them together in the way that you noted, until eventually we're living in those diamonds, right? They are everything in our experience. They are surrounding us. Okay, picture.
And that is my experience
with
the way you just described it in my life the majority of the time. Yeah, after practicing for a really long
time.
Yeah, and so my picture came up as a kind of a really angry red person, kind of like with the fumes coming out of my ears and really, really mad. And and so it's not so much, I think I've worked with anger quite a bit in terms of accepting it and feeling it and expressing it appropriately. What I think it is that is so, what I like least about it is when ego tells me it's not okay to be angry, or it just feels bad. It's like suffering, you know, samsara, so to speak, or something like that, because, yeah, because it's just energy. I can feel it as just energy a lot of the time, but there are still times where it catches me or triggers me and gets me identified with being, you know, something wrong with it and I shouldn't be angry and what do I do with it and that kind of thing. So,
Well, that's really interesting. So it doesn't take it in a direction of, you know, concern about what you're going to do. You're going to behave inappropriately, or you're going to say something upsetting to somebody, or that's, it doesn't take you in that direction. It's really just, you're a bad person for feeling this.
Yeah, you're a bad person and you can't do anything with it, because if you do, that's wrong and you're not allowed to tell people or, you know, express it.
Even if you do it appropriately.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like through the center of my body, it just feels like a really bad feeling, you know, just
well,
so there's a certain avoidance of it. And
So if we do the thing kind of like we've been doing, so there's that person that with the steam in the ears and the red and all of that, and we say, well, that's ego, right? Mm-hmm. There's a picture of ego. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it wants you to not feel it as you're feeling it. In other words, it wants it repressed to the point that it's inescapable, right? So there it is, right in the center of your body somewhere. And it's proof that you are a bad person because it's there. And you can't do anything to dissipate it, right? You can't appropriately tell someone what you're upset about, because that would be taking power away from ego.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
So now, recognizing what it is and why it gives you those messages, you can actually turn your attention to it directly and say something along the lines of, it does feel bad to be identified with ego. Therefore, I'm not going to do that. In fact, I'm going to say to so-and-so, what's troubling me? Or I'm going to talk to the mentor about how to deal with this situation, or I'm going to whatever it is, and you're watching that energy of identification with ego in you just dissipate, because it's getting you to resist it that is keeping it in place.
Yes. Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I love that.
Isn't that fun?
That is. I'm going to re-listen and record and listen about it. And the other thing that came up, or I saw as you were talking, was this voice that, who do you think you are to even have any justification to be angry?
Uh-huh. And so with that one, you know, of course, we can say something along the lines of, well, who I think I am is a person who's working very diligently at awareness practice in order to end suffering. And you're right. I don't want to justify ego takeovers. So, thank you for pointing that out. That's a good reminder that what I want to do is not identify with ego and its stories. But, I mean, by this time, can you feel it, Renee? It really doesn't want to have that conversation with you anymore. Right? It has moved out and is circling around waiting for another opening.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad I called.
That is so helpful.
I'm going to listen to it again. I really am. I mean, it's kind of going in, but it's not completely in, and I'm going to listen and record and listen about it. So
Oh, right, because, yeah. Oh, my God, talk about ego. With all of this, we can just feel, you know, it's building the walls, right? Just trying to trying to keep it, trying to interfere with that awareness. No, 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 don't listen to that stuff about, no, that, yeah. Get distracted. Go do something else. You can listen to that later. You know, tomorrow you're going to have a lot more time to listen to it, all of that kind of nonsense.
Yeah. Well, and also some shame about it. I can feel that shame. That's one of the walls, you know, about it. And so I'll look at that too. And
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and what we say is, oh, thank you. Wow, that timing was exquisite. Oh, I see how
so
shame fits
right
with
now.
The, and how that's part of the wall. Yeah. And oh, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Have fun.
Thank you. Okay,
thanks, Renee.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Renee. Oh, I wish we could.
Oh, it's Renee, you're underwater now. Try it again.
I said, I wish we could talk more about that conversation, but we're at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And our assignment for today is not in the book. It is, what are you told is wrong with you? Record and listen.
Ooh. Mm. It goes nicely with this one today, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And now we actually have a way of approaching what we're being told. So watching that in the way that we've been talking about today is going to be very exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy.